Estonite, I'm a remake of Extinguis. From Reversal to Remembrance. 1. The Day Turned. The chapter opens with a great hinge. The day planned for Jewish extinction becomes the day of Jewish self-defense. Vena hafot hu, it was turned. The book's keynote of reversal. Note the Akkadian loanword per purim, lot, pointing to the empire's divination culture. What Haman cast at random becomes a feast of providence. Ancient Persian justice often used impalement. The gallows are stakes, and the Megillah's traditional scribal layout lists Haman's 10 sons in a narrow column, visually echoing their downfall. 2. Justice with restraint. 3 times the text notes, they laid no hands on the plunder. English Standard Version. That repetition is a theological bell. Israel once failed here. Saul spared Agag and kept spoil. 1 Samuel 15. In Esther 9, the people refuse profit from enemies. This is not vengeance for gain, but limited legal defense. Numbers 500 in Susa, 75,000 across the provinces, read like ancient victory tallies. Impressive and cautionary. Esther's request for a second day in Susa troubles modern readers. Yet within the narrative, it secures the vulnerable within the imperial center. Christian tradition has wrestled with the violence, Luther grumbled. Others, like Calvin, emphasize providence. Read alongside Romans 12, 17 and 21. We learn to distinguish personal vengeance, forbidden, from communal protection and just governance. 3. Purim, joy that shares. Purim's practices, feasting, sending portions, mishloch manot, and gifts to the poor, matanot la evyonim, turn survival into generosity, Esther 9:22. Memory becomes mission. Joy flows outward. In exile, God's hidden hand preserves a people for the world's salvation. The cross is the final Purim. The lot cast against Christ becomes the day death is overthrown, Colossians 2:15, Psalm 124. Cross-references, Exodus 17:8-16, 1 Samuel 15, Psalm 30, Psalm 124, Zechariah 8:19, Romans 12:17-21, 2 Corinthians 8:13-15. Hymn suggestion, immortal, invisible, God only wise. Prayer, hidden God, turn our threatened days into feasts of faith. Give us courage without cruelty, joy without greed, and memory that becomes mercy. Teach us to share our portions, protect the weak, and trust your wise reversals in Jesus Christ. Amen.